This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have partners Federal Credit Union's very own Selena Seitz and Excellergy Consulting's Tammy Haven talking about how partners Federal Credit Union collaborated with Excellergy to develop a sustainability plan that ensures a focus on sales, which was embedded into the culture. Really good stuff here from Selena and Tammy, so check it out. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, oh my gosh, we have partners, Federal Credit Union's very own Selena Seitz right there down there below us. Selena, how are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you today?
Doing great. Thank you for asking. And then right next to me is Tammy Haven from Excellergy Consulting. Tammy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for asking. And can't wait for our conversation today because it's all about how Partners Federal Credit Union has collaborated with Excellergy to develop a sustainability plan, ensuring a focus on sales was embedded into your culture. So I'm very, very anxious to talk about this type of stuff. But Selena, I'm going to start with you on this one. Partners is Disney's credit union, obviously, for cast members in Florida and out here in California. So what challenges were you guys experiencing trying to build a sales infrastructure for your member services reps? What was going on there?
Yeah. So Mike, you know, we are both in Florida and California, but we are in three regions. We've got Orlando, Anaheim, and Burbank. So, okay. You know, while we've always operated as, you know, that one team mentality, having those three different regions really, you know, shows where there's some variations and each region having its own specific needs and whatnot. So the three regions were operating a little bit differently with regards to, you know, anything with regards to the sales. We lacked really some consistency amongst our MSRs and, you know, there's differences in how they would track loan opportunities and just with regards to, you know, a lot of the choices they would make and how they interact with our members. So, we struggled a little bit there. We wanted to have the flexibility of, you know, kind of doing what feels right, but then we didn't really have the line of sight to the processes and the pipelines that we wanted, you know, prior to our engagement with Excellergy.
Gotcha. It sounds like the word alignment keeps coming up in my head as you're talking like that. So it sounds like there's alignment stuff going on there. So but in comes Excellergy and Tammy. So how did your organizations work together to kind of get things aligned and get things moving, headed in the right direction here? So what did you guys do here?
Yeah, so we started initially doing some discovery sessions to understand what the current state was with the leaders and the MSRs, conducted a bunch of one-on-ones with them. And then we hosted several work sessions with key partners to really map out what that customized sales process should be so it was specifically would meet partners' needs. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we took that, we called it their playbook, and we took that playbook and we shopped it with regional managers, the branch managers, a bunch of the MSRs to get some feedback on it and then tweaked and adjusted. And that really helped with the buy-in when we were ready to roll it out.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. And so I'm going to stick with you on this one, Tammy. So what were some key elements of the sales infrastructure that were implemented into the organization?
Yeah, so whenever you implement a sales process, it's so important that you weave it into the culture for long-term sustainment, so important. So we had several different tactics that we used, one being we implemented weekly pipeline meetings for the leaders and the MSRs to talk and discuss about what's in their pipeline. It was a great venue to talk about any challenges they were experiencing, ask any questions, and to really share best practices. We also incorporated a leader one-on-one tool that we specifically developed for them to be able to talk about the pipeline, you know, to set expectations and mm-hmm. then to really have great conversations with their one-on-ones on a bi-monthly,
So communication here is key, it sounds like.
Definitely. As it is
with most everything. So communication is the big thread that goes between us all. So Selena, coming to you on this one, once this process was hitting on all cylinders, how did you see it benefiting the credit union? How important is this for the credit union?
Well, one of the things that we've seen, and, you know, I've kind of seen from my role as a senior talent development partner, you know, dealing mostly with training, is that our new MSRs really started producing much faster. That ramp up time from a new hire coming through, you know, just, you know, onboarding and orientation to be able to meet and exceed their loan goals, that time has decreased. So much faster there. Tammy also alluded to it, the sharing of best practices. That's really opened up a dialogue between the regions. So we have meetings where, you know, we've got the regions meeting together, just sharing what's working in one area and, mm-hmm. you know, how they're able to maybe use that in another as well. And then, you know, there's another added benefit that we've seen is really just engaged leadership and that increased visibility to some of the opportunities that we found during the pipeline meetings. So, you know, we're seeing a lot more of that leader engagement that we were hoping for, but, you know, with everyone doing different processes and maybe ramping up at different speeds, you know, we just didn't have a way to collaborate. And so the leadership has been really key as well.
So now that pipeline of communication is open, so that alignment can happen with this. And Selena, you mentioned that, you know, times were decreasing and things like. Can you share with us some other results from these efforts? Do you have any numbers in mind or anything that you could share with us to kind of illustrate what's going on?
Yeah, you know, just in terms of our overall production, you know, we saw that increase 20% last year. And again, that's during a pandemic. And, you know, so we are operating in some cases with some branches still closed a little bit, as we've, you know, seen. And leadership, again, across the board, notice more engagement there, more open to discussing sales, and we're all speaking the same language. So that's a benefit as well. You can plop down in one branch and, you know, talk and speak the same language that you would in another branch or another region. Another thing that we notice is that our MSRs, their performance has leveled out, if you will, smoothed out, if you maybe say it that way. Yeah, because what we would see sometimes is that there would be months where they were way above their goal, right? They got a couple of really solid deals, and then the next month maybe they would dip and they were under their goal, or, you know, trying to play catch up. And, you know, we kind of refer to that as that dolphin, up and down, up and down. So, you know, having that smoothed out, or, you know, just consistent performance, and, you know, with the playbook that we have, you know, we're really able to be proactive and preparing for upcoming appointments with our members, and just really the whole follow-up process as well. So, you know, really just having that playbook has helped us in many ways. And those are just some of the results that we're seeing and have been seeing throughout.
That's super cool. That's really cool because, I mean, we mentioned communication before, but you also pointed out that you got to speak the same language as well. So that's so, I'm so glad you brought that up. When all you guys can be aligned and speaking the same language and communicating consistently, good things happen for sure. And it sounds like this is what's happening at Partners for sure. And Tammy, what do these results say about the process with these two, or with your two organizations working together so hard to implement and get going again in the right direction? What does it say about the process?
Yeah, so I think that, you know, the process, weaving it into the culture, is just so important. I think that opportunity to give feedback both ways for the MSRs, you know, the fact that all of the regions holistically are so much more collaborative, it's really helped with them to adapt to this new sales process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so what's next? Because you guys are already experiencing the success. Let's keep the momentum going. Tammy, what's next on the docket for you guys to keep it going?
Yeah, so with any new process, it's so critical to weave it into the training for the onboarding of your new team members. So that's so important. So the great thing is that Partners already had a really great onboarding plan. So we just partnered with them to make sure that we included into their classes and then into their on-the-job training tools to make sure that that new team member coming into the organization got acclimated to the playbook right out of the gate.
Excellent. Yeah. Great way to kind of integrate that. So yeah, that works out really, really well, it sounds like. All right, guys, last question here. Anything else to wrap up? Selena, I'll let you go first on this. Any final words of wisdom here on this experience and moving forward as well?
Yeah, you know, I have just found that it's just really helpful. And, you know, I've been working with the credit union a long time, but again, we've, you know, been able to make some progress in some areas, but we just really have not been able to nail something down and have some consistencies, the accountability piece there, and then, you know, a long-term sustainment plan in place. And, you know, I know with our playbook and just our engagement, myself and, you know, other members of our training team, you know, really just throughout, it's helped to solidify us in making sure that we're able to continue this and sustain this ongoing. So we really enjoyed and greatly appreciated the work that we've done with the Accelergy team, and we're excited for, you know, everything to come this year.
Right on. Good stuff. Good stuff indeed. Tammy, anything else here to add as well?
Yeah, so I would just add just the customization of the sales process was just really critical. And then the leadership engagement, you know, to Selena's point, making sure that they're holding them accountable, but in a really good, positive way.
Mm-hmm, indeed. All right. Well, I'm going to let you guys get back to work because you guys have important things to do on your plate today, I'm sure. So, but thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to the next conversation. See how things are going. Maybe 6 months or a year down the road, see how things are progressing.
Great.
Thank you, Brian.
Oh, you're welcome. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.